I know all of you enjoyed Dr. Carroll. And he did speak to things that pertained to eternal life. And I want to say that he was not learning. He's already found out about it. Here. While he was talking, I thought to myself that one of the reasons why a lot of people don't want to stick around or hang around to find their physical research is because they soon find out, you find out real soon about it too, that these people are not guessing down here. They found out that these people that get up here and speak, they know what they're talking about. They're capable of proof. And anyone that don't know, you understand? You see. Now then it don't take long for them to learn. You understand? And that's just cold water on the thing. You see what I'm talking about? Well, they're not coming back. I'm speaking more exclusively of the men. You know what I mean? They're not going to stick around. Devil just can't stick around where you show him up. You understand? He just not going to stay there. Because it's just too uncomfortable for him. But as long as some of them can come around and think that you don't know, you understand, that you're considered. It's funny. And as I said before, I want everybody to realize one thing in particular, that this is not a Bible reading, scripture quoting contest. That's not what this is. Mm-hmm. Now, we believe in going by the scripture. We don't go by anything else other than the scripture. Mm-hmm. But we don't want to misapply. You understand? Misconstrue. As we had here, I believe it was last Sunday night. You see? Mm-hmm. And you've heard me say many times. Now, I've been classified as a bibliomaniac.
Right.
A walking Bible. I told you many, 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 many times.
That's right.
And if you could just open your Bible and start reading, and without looking, I'd tell you chapter and verse where you was reading it. And then here one day, see, God revealed to me I didn't know nothing. You understand? It just made a monkey out of me. Get the point? Now, I had to come clean with you about that. See? Well, now, if it was true in my case, you see what I'm talking about? Now, you know good and well I'm not going to buy it on you. You understand?
Right.
You see through what I'm talking about, don't you? So, if all this scripture quoting and all them different kinds of things try to show somebody how good a memory you got and how much you know about it, that don't mean nothing. Don't mean anything. See, I tell you one thing. Solomon said it too. He said, much study is awareness of the flesh. Mm-hmm. You understand? Mm-hmm. You can read a thing and read it and read it and get so you can recite and repeat it and quote it and all the different kind of things anywhere. You understand? Mm-hmm. You see? It becomes registered as much as some policy. Of course, there is no such thing as a subconscious mind. Mm-hmm. But for the sake of explanation, why we just use the term. Mm-hmm. It becomes registered in your subconscious mind. Mm-hmm. You understand? Now, you think you know something. Mm-hmm. You see? Now, this is what happened to me. After having all of that in my mind, you see, I went back after I seen the vision and looked at the same verses.
Mm-hmm.
See? Now, you know they didn't change. It wasn't the verses that changed. You understand? See? And I found out I read them things wrong. And I quoted it too.
Mm-hmm.
As I told you, I could quote. And everybody that takes a Bible
You see, they get around to the place where they get familiar with it, see, and all like that, but that don't spell anything, preacher. Yeah. A lot of people, you've heard them say this, well, that's my uncle, that's my daddy, that's my grandfather, and that's my brother. Why, he knows a whole lot about the scriptures, you understand? Maybe they mean by that that he studied the Bible, and he, you understand, he read it quite frequently and become familiar with its contents, but that don't spell anything about it. Mm-hmm. No, indeed. Now that goes for verse 1 in the Bible. That's Dr. Carroll's over, see. Verse 1. Wrong and stop the wrong. And when you start out wrong, you can't hope to end up right. You see, for the most part, the preachers don't know how to, they don't even know how to study a Bible to realize and know anything about it.
Right.
That's right. See, then another thing. The Apostle Paul said this, all scripture, now not some, is given by the inspiration of God. Now anybody that get up here and read this book, and read that in the book, I don't care whether it's a Protestant, a Catholic, then anybody, be atheist if you want to be, you understand, communist, and just anything you want to be. You understand? He's got to read that the way it's written in the book. Get the point? You say all scripture is given, but that don't spell that he knows what all scripture is. That don't spell that he knows what Paul is talking about.
Right.
Get the point? And anything else you read in the Bible is that way. You see? Now, what we have did in this school, since it is a research, see, now, we bought up the Bible. We've got the Vulgate, now that's, or the Gallery version, now that's Roman Catholic. Now they insist and dogmatically contend, you understand, that this Vulgate is the closest to the original manuscripts that there is written, translated. I think you'll find it by Jerome. See, just one man. See, you understand? Now when King James, you see, translated the Bible, Tyndale, do you understand, was the translator there, you understand? But he had a whole force of men to correct, to check behind Tyndale, see, and wrote this King James Version. Now, anybody that knows anything at all about a Bible and ever studied theology to a great extent knows that the King James Version of the Bible is better than the Vulgate.
That's right.
Get the point? But I have them to read all these verses and types. And every time this scripture lesson, as you call it, is read here in the class, you see, now the one that reads, he said, now this is not the King James Version. Understand? He tell you that it is not. Now, look, that don't mean, you see, that you are just supposed to not have no Bible and pay attention to this. You bring your King James Version. Get, if you don't have one, get one.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Bring a Roman Catholic Bible. Anything you can pick up. Bring it on down and look at it and read it, you see. Every time he reads, you open your book, you understand? Don't you think because he said that this is not the King James Version that you don't, you're not supposed to read. Don't think that. You see?
Right.
You get the point?
Mm-hmm.
So you get, if you don't have a Bible, get you one of some kind. You see, and this is a research. Now, in our researches, just like we talked about last night when we had the meeting last night, you see. Now, in this school, we're not trying to agree with anybody. See? That's not our objective. And then we don't care what our ancestors or progenitors believed.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? We're not guided and directed by that.
Right.
You get the point? And this institution is independent. It is not backed up by Roman Catholics. It is not backed up by the Protestants. You see? And people have come along and said this. You see, said, well, I think, told Dr. Gross this one when we were over in Hollywood. Understand? Said, don't you have nothing to do with that fella talking about me? Took him back in the back and whispered in his ear, you see, Dr. Gross trying to show him the charge, you understand? And the teaching of it took him back and said, look, said, don't you have nothing to do with that fella? Said, I've already lost 5 or 6 jobs on the account of it, and he's a communist. Don't like me being a communist. Now, Dr. Gross at that time been around with me somewhere around 30 years or something like that. Now, he couldn't find out whether I'm a communist in 30 years or not, you understand? You see what I mean? Now, she just blowed in. Now, that's the first time she'd ever been in there, you see, and that was her judgment on. Well, now, she's not by herself. Somebody else coming in thinks he's communist. Mm-hmm. You see? See? People walk up to you and say, what church you belong to? Occasionally. You understand? You see? Now, they think that's an intelligent question. Paul said, unlearned question. Avoid.
Yeah.
Why? Because they gender strife. Stir up a lot of strife. You understand? So, now, when they ask you that question, to them it's intelligent. Mm-hmm. To me it's genuinely stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Now here's why. See, if you knew what the church was,
mm-hmm. That's right.
See, then you would understand that there's only one church for anybody to belong to.
That's right.
See? So then that makes you ask me a fool question.
Mm-hmm.
See? Then what you've got there, then when I say, well, look, if I belong to the Church of God or the Church of Christ or the Church of Yahweh, or anything I say, you see, then here you come for a fight. You see? Get the point? Think it's a little bit wrong. You see? Get the point? Now, let me see if I can get down to some things that's pretty deep with you that I studied today, looked into. Clarence Locke, into his interpretation. I didn't bring the book with me tonight, this noted Bible. I didn't bring it. But Clarence Locke, in looking up this man of sin, the son of perdition. Now he said that he did not think that that could be the Pope. He said since the 15th century, a lot of people thought that the man of sin was the Pope of Rome. You see, and if not him individually and personally, well then they thought that the Roman Catholic body was the papal system. Was the man of sin that it was spoken of in the Bible, in Revelations and also in Isaiah and everywhere it's spoken of. But he didn't think so. Now he went on to say why he didn't think so. And he made the contrast. And in making the contrast, I just should have brought them books, you understand? I should keep them around here all the time to convince you and to show you how men think. That's why we got these other Bibles, you see. Now, he tried to make a contrast. He said, now, the man of sin, you see, over in Revelation it said, was from the bottomless pit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the contrast with Messiah, or Christ, he's from above. You see? Get that? Then he just kept contrast going like that. You see, some 6 or 7 contrasts. Why he didn't think. But the man of sin, you see, he said he was from the bottom of the pit that John said he was. Now here's what he overlooked. You see. I'm just showing you how short-sighted people are. He overlooked the fact that the spirit or the man of sin, had been cast out of heaven. You see? And shut up in bottomless pit, you understand? And where he read about it was, he comes from the bottomless pit. But he missed all this back here, you understand? And Messiah said, you understand, I beheld Satan, you understand, fall from heaven. You see what I'm talking about? Then he went on to say, Messiah said this when he was here, and Judas was along with him. See, he said now that's what he's doing, it's fulfilling the scripture. And he said this. He said, none is lost. Well, let me put it this way first. He said that first, that I have chosen 12, and one of you is a devil. Mm-hmm. But he didn't say which one of them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
See, until he got down to the close.
Right.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
That night, you understand? And he said, one of you shall betray me. You understand? Then they're asking the question, Lord, is it I? Is it me? You understand what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And at the supper. And now the scriptures had said, you see, he that stoppeth in the dish with and lifted up his heel. Now he's fulfilling what is in the scripture. Now, no, the average person wouldn't think, you see, that the way that they were sitting at that Last Supper, you understand, was exposed even before, many, many, many years ago, you understand, and was stipulated in the scriptures, you see, that setting just as it were. Now, Judas had to be sitting close enough to him to sop in the dish with him. You see? Get the point? Then John, you see, he had to be sitting close enough to him to lean over on his breast. You see? See that now? Now, that Judas on one side and John on the other. You understand? Then Peter asked the question, you know. You understand? Lord, is it I? And they said, is it I? Fast, all right. Well, now you see, all such things, polytechnical things as that is jots and tizzles in the scripture, the average theologian, he doesn't think about them. You understand? Now, what he's got in his mind is trying to learn chapters and verses. And so far as the dispensation, put it on the board, Freddie, so far as dispensations and ages, he doesn't know anything about it. Now, I said this, so now picking up the continuity of thought now. You see, he said this, don't think that I come to destroy, but I come to fulfill. You understand? Now I come to fulfill, and verily, verily, I say unto you, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass until it is all fulfilled. You see? Now, in this group, you see, in this group, as far as I have any knowledge of it is concerned, and I have a pretty good knowledge of it too, as Bishop Short said one time, he wasn't sleepy, he was around out in the world, you understand? Now when it comes to knowing what Messiah was doing when he was in the Word, and what you call reading in your New Testament. You see, you get the point? They didn't know what he's doing. The big shots, the leaders of Christendom, the Pope, he don't know what he's doing. You see? Now, you know why he don't know what he's doing? You see? It's because it's hidden from him. Get the point? See, he's supposed to be a deceiver. And just like Messiah said, now I chose 12 of you and one of you is a devil. Now listen, when he got down there, he said, now, in fulfilling the scriptures, now listen to these things technically, because they're hard to express. You see, he said, one of you shall betray me and ask the Lord to die. And so he told him, you understand? You see, about the scripture. Now that was written in the scripture back then. Now listen, he said, none is lost. See, but the son of perdition. Well, why is the son of perdition lost? Now listen closely. That the scriptures might be fulfilled. Now the scriptures were written before he was born. In the world. See, and he came in the world. You understand? And he had to fulfill what's in the scriptures. The Pharisees and the scribes, they would walk up to him and ask him, by what authority do you do thus and so forth and so on? And then he would say to them, you understand, search the scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life, and there they, the scriptures, testify of me. Now he's fulfilling the scriptures. And everything he did, birth on, you understand, everything he did was fulfillment of the scripture. Even his conception, see, you understand, was a fulfillment of what was written in the scriptures. Now, if they had known and understood the scriptures, see, then they could have looked in the Bible. They could have looked in the scriptures. And when I say looked in the scriptures, I don't mean Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's not any business. They were not written. Understand? Mm-hmm. And they can see that the reason why he was doing what he was doing was because he was fulfilling the scriptures. You see? Now, out here in Christendom, you see, they haven't got that learned yet. And that's how they get all this quoted Bible. You see, and when you get through it, you see, these people in this school will pick you up on that. You see, they'll pick you up on it. See, then another thing, as far as Old Testament. Now look, you study. Study what the scriptures know. You see, to show yourself approved. You understand? A workman unto God that don't need to be ashamed. You see, now, you see, if you're not capable and qualified of reading the scriptures and applying them in the proper dispensation, then you got something to be ashamed of.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? It says study to show yourself approved, a workman unto God. Now that's what you're studying for. Not to just get up and quote the Bible around and all as it is done at MC Auditorium.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? You understand? But study to show yourself approved. Study to learn the scriptures. No. What's the difference? Now he said to Timothy, same person, said, now you've known the scriptures, you see, from their youth on up.
Mm-hmm.
See, he studied at his mother, grandma Lois.
Mm-hmm.
You see, his father was a Greek and his mother was a Jew.
Mm-hmm.
And see, they taught him all the way up. Now he knew the scriptures. You understand? You understand? He knew what that said. You understand? But where to place it at? Or what dispensation it was.
Mm-hmm.
You see, how to apply it. Now that's the thing Paul is telling him to study to show himself approved. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Get it?
Mm-hmm.
Now look, you take your Bible, now look up here at me, you take your Bible and you go over here and you just find Christendom just for this. So let us see what the blessed word of God says about it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? They say, well, I'm not following Kenny. I'm following the blessed word of God. Now, to him, anything that he thinks about what he reads in the Bible is right to him. As Solomon said, every way of a man is right in his own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's why you get all your different sects and cults and creeds. Get the point?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? Now, then he said, well, now look here. I'm going by the New Testament. See, it never dawned on them that they don't even know what the New Testament is. It never dawned on them that this is not the Word of God. You see what I'm talking about? Now, in the school, we're trying to teach you the difference. So you've come to a realization of it. You see? Now look, Messiah said this. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. You understand? Now what Moses had wrote back over here, you see, that he saw in the visions. You understand? He put it down. Now that was coming by inspiration.
Right.
Now by inspiration we mean that he saw in a vision and heard in a vision. See? Then he puts down what he saw and heard in a vision. You understand? Now that's the words, plural. See, now the word of God is singular. You understand? Just one. You see? And you don't carry him around under your arm. You see? It's not in the book, you understand, but in you.
Mm-hmm.
Get the point?
Mm-hmm.
But that that is in the book, as Messiah said, search the scriptures. See, now you've got the scriptures and the word of God tangled up. See, you should learn the difference between the scriptures and the word of God. Get the point? Now he was the word of God himself. You understand? John said in the first chapter of St. John, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. You understand? And the Word was God. Now, you can't do no patching up and fixing these things. You see? Now, that's the way it is. You see what I'm talking about? But every time you see somebody get up and they read something or other, you see, and they get so they can quote it, you understand, and refer to chapters and verses, and they got more literature and stuff out there on this market. You see, people are deceived every kind of way you can think of. You understand? Well, now, here's the reason why I said that to you. I want you to know and be aware of one thing in particular, and that is that there is a positive and a negative. Deception is in this world, and it is keen. You see, in order to be a devil, you understand, or an imp, you understand, you have to be pretty smart. You to detect the devil, you certainly must have something in you to detect him, but you just can't take your behavior out there and do it. You understand what I'm talking about? Because everything that the devil employed, for example, look at him out there in the wilderness. See, he didn't go out there in the wilderness and say, look here, Bishop so-and-so, or the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they said this. He didn't do that. What he went out there, and what he did when he went out there, said it's written.
That's right.
Talking to the Messiah, you understand? That it's written. Yes, I understand? See, he had sense enough to get at him with something was written.
That's right.
You understand? And you around here talking about something that some bishop said. You see? You get to understand? I'm not talking about Bishop Sharp. And if you understand, and you could be talking about something he said. Me too. You understand? Well, they see, the thing of it is, it don't make no difference who said it. See, you can be deceived. You see, you can be deceived by all of these different testimonies. And the devil has to be split. Now, I want you to know this. I want you to know this. God, if you don't believe, I'll read. I will read. You see, God himself made the devil. Now, somebody said, now, I don't believe that. Well, now, you tell me something that was made without God making it. Now, get up right where you are now and prove it to me. See, of course, I know somebody's been writing out there, you understand, saying that God didn't create the devil. You understand? As though he was an angel of him. Do you see? He was an angel. Now, I said that to say this. In that he made, you understand, he made his own atonement. He made his own. Well, what did he make him like that for? He made him wise. See, that's why Messiah said, now be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. You understand what I'm talking about? You understand? Don't be no fool. Because the devil is split. Has to be split. Has to be, you understand? In order to fool people or to deceive people. You understand? It looks like the real thing. It looks like it's genuine. You understand? Some of these passages that you pick up with all this scripture quoted on. You see? Now, there isn't anything wrong with the scriptures. You see? Yeah, there isn't anything wrong with that. And we don't have no dispute with what's in the Bible.
Right.
See, and there is interpolations in the Bible. That's the wrong. See, and what they usually do is this. See, I don't want to get off on the tangent. What they usually do is this. Whenever one translator comes along and make a mistake out of it, you understand? While the rest of them in translating from that copy, and translate, they keep the air running. You see? You see the thing? Now, if you don't know the purpose and plan, and you really don't know what it's all about, and God in you has made you wise enough, you see, you won't recognize one of them things. Mm-hmm. You want me to show you a real slick one?
Yeah.
Want me to show you a real slick one? Mark and 1 Corinthians. I'll show you a real slick one. Now, In the Holy Name Bible, that's the accepted original names, you understand, it was in the original, and your King James. And I'm going to show you that they brought that right over in this new, understand? Because that translation that you got there, with the exception of the name, you see, was taken from the King James. So it got to run in that. You see what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Now, I think Sister Mary, that she knows what I'm talking about.
Moreover,
now, wait a minute. Now, where are you reading? See, we're making a remark.
Huh? 1 Corinthians 15.
1 Corinthians 15 chapter.
Moreover, brethren.
What verse are you reading?
1
Now, what I want is the way down there, you see, where Paul said, what Paul said in the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, where last of all he was seen of me. You understand? He was seen of the first of the 12, the fifth verse. See, so he says, and then last of all he was seen of me. Now they say that he said there that he was seen of the 12.
Mm-hmm.
The fifth verse. Mm-hmm. You see? Now Paul didn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Now, let me show you why it can't be that way. You see? Now, oh, go and mark the and check that.
Afterwards.
Well, you read.
Mark 16:14.
All right. Afterwards.
He appeared unto the eleven.
And they sat at meat. After. Now that means he's talking about his resurrection. You see, after he resurrected from the dead, he appeared unto the eleven. Now listen, folks, you know that the book teaches, the record teaches, that Judas went out and hung himself. And the son of perdition, he was the son of perdition,
right,
that was lost,
mm-hmm,
you understand, went out and hung himself,
mm-hmm,
before Messiah died.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And then if he had one, you know, if he was dead and buried, you understand, Judas was dead and buried, you see, you understand, then when Christ raised from the dead and appeared to them, or Messiah appeared to them, it had to be the 11 like Mark said.
Right.
You see that now?
Mm-hmm.
You see, but now over here they're saying Paul said he appeared to the 12. Last of all he appeared to me. That would be 13.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see it?
Yeah.
I'm asking you, mm-hmm, do you see it? Yeah. But see, when one of them made the mistake, they just run out and kept it running on. Paul didn't say 12. You see? Now let me show you. The catching. Show you how you can check it good. Now you see, after he resurrected, he was here 40 days, walking around among them.
Mm-hmm.
And all during them 40 days, you see, Judas still laying out there dead.
Mm-hmm.
You see, when he stepped aboard the cloud and ascended, Judas is still dead. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And then while he's, after his ascension,
mm-hmm,
see, the 11, you got it right there in Acts of Apostles,
mm-hmm,
the 11, you understand? Then they cast lots, you understand,
mm-hmm,
for somebody to fill Judas's place.
Right, right.
You see? You get the point?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now what I'm saying is, after his resurrection, and his tarrying on earth 40 days, he couldn't appear to nobody but the 11 clown until he ascended. See, he couldn't appear to them, the 12th one, because Judas was dead. Now, do you see it now?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Paul said over here that after he resurrected, you understand, so you got it, understand, he appeared unto the 12. And after the last of all, he was seen to me. Is that what you got in your book?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's near.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
See how sharp they have to be,
mm-hmm,
get it?
Mm-hmm.
I could just go through a lot of places and point out such things as that.
Mm-hmm.
You see, all the now Christian doom, they've been reading over that for centuries.
Mm-hmm.
See, ever since the Tyndale and Wycliffe and them translated the Bible, see? You understand? And reading over there, the translator come along, make that same mistake, go right on. You see? Did you see it now?
Yeah.
Now, they chose Matthias to take the place of Judas after the ascension.
Right.
You see? So he didn't appear to the 12, it was to the 11, as mm-hmm. Mark said. You see it now?
Yeah.
Well, this Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John that you have here is a biography. It is not the New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
See, now they have been making that error and that mistake for so long. Understand? Until the people have crystallized it. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is a biography. The Acts of the Apostles is a history. The epistles are instructions
mm-hmm.
and corrections. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Understand?
Mm-hmm.
And then they are teaching the meaning of the scriptures back over there.
Right.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now that's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Revelation is a prophetic book.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? This court that's correlated.
Mm-hmm.
Now most of them say it with Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Right.
Say Daniel, the Revelation is a companion book to Daniel. Is
right.
that right?
Mm-hmm.
And they never even give it a thought that it was to Moses too.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
See, I've never seen a script in my life that says it was a companion to Moses.
Right.
And yet still that's what John was out there on.
Mm-hmm.
Was to verify and to confirm. And the biggest thing that he wrote had reference to what Moses.
That's right.
Isn't that right?
That's right.
You see how bad you can be all twisted up on things?
Mm-hmm.
See? Christendom is a mess.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean it is a genuine mess, too. Mm-hmm. Now, let me get back to what I'm talking about. Now, God made the devil like that. You see?
Mm-hmm.
He made him according to the Isaiah.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? He made him wise. Enough to twist and to tangle up these scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And to misrepresent things.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? He made him wise enough to do that. You understand? Now listen. Listen closely. And I'll get on in after my sermon, you see. Now listen. You see, your call, and I told you that when he approached Messiah in the Dothan wilderness, he approached him with the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
Tangled with the thing all upset. It's written.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And Messiah said, you understand? Well, let me tell you what he said. Something he said is written. Said it is written that he shall give his angels charge concerning thee.
Mm-hmm.
And in their hands shall they bear thee up, lest at any time thy dash thy foot against a stone.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Messiah didn't say that wasn't written.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But this is what he said.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? He said it's also written.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Understand?
Mm-hmm.
It's written that thou shalt worship the Lord,
mm-hmm.
and him only shalt thou serve.
Mm-hmm.
You see, now the Satan is serving in the capacity in which he was generated from,
right.
or created from.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
He's slick, he's sly, evasive, you understand? And now God made him like that. You see? And he's out here in the pulpit, and everything, you understand? And he's preaching, saying holiness, preaching holiness, and he's preaching this, and he's preaching that, and he's preaching the other. Now he made him like that.
Yes.
Now you see, you'll be deceived and fooled by that. If you don't understand. You understand? If God don't reveal it to you, you're messed up.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And then you get all crystallized in that thing, you see? Circumscribed, you know, that's surrounded, you understand? And brainwashed.
Mm-hmm.
See, and you just think that you're on your way to heaven, and, you understand? Get the point?
Mm-hmm.
And here you have an hallucination, a delusion,
mm-hmm.
you understand? And an imagination, you see? And none of it genuine, it won't stand the test. You see? Now let me say this to you, too. Now, when Messiah was alone, walking around in the flesh, he said to Peter, and then that's Dan K. Furman. Now, you watch what I'm going to say and look close at it. He said, now who do men say that I am? Now he asked him what the other fellow said that he did. And some of them said, Jeremiah, Isaiah, or one of them, John the Baptist.
Mm-hmm.
They knew it had been behaved, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Or some of the other prophets that have written.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Now that's what they answered his question by telling him that's what they other fellows say. Then of course you come to say that, who do you say that I am?
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Mm-hmm. And Simon Bar-Jonah spoke up and said, I say that thou art Yahshua, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And he said unto him, he said, that you are Peter,
mm-hmm.
or Cephas,
mm-hmm.
which means one and the same. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And upon this rock I build my church. Now look, here's what I want you to see in that now. See, now he said that to Peter.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Now the devil was in Peter right then.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and if you read right on down,
mm-hmm.
they say, right next, if you don't think it says, if you tell him,
mm-hmm.
if you tell him, I will read. See, and as they went on, see, on their journey. Now Peter done told him, you know, that I say that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to put it like you have it in your King James Version. He said, now he said, flesh and blood did not reveal this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. Get the point? You see? And upon this rock I build my church. Now the Roman Catholic Church then gets the thing, you see, that the church is built on Peter. And Peter is the rock upon which the church is built. From that same. Get the point?
Mm-hmm.
Now you can't deny, you understand, that he didn't say that to Peter.
Right.
You understand? He said it to Peter.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And he also said to Peter, as Peter told him, as he was telling him about, in the same conversation, as he was telling him about that the Son of Man is going to be crucified and so on, same boy Peter. You see, now they don't say nothing about this.
Mm-hmm.
Same boy Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Peter said, no, nothing like that's going to happen to you. You understand? And he said to the same man, Peter, get thee behind me, Satan.
Uh-oh.
See? You see? Now, you wouldn't think that he was going to build his church on Satan. Get the point? Now, what it was in Peter was Satan. You understand? Now, listen to close what I'm fixing to say. It was Satan that was cast out of heaven that was in him. Messiah knew it. You see? Now, Satan in him was trying to tell him what wasn't going to happen to him.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and it was written in the scriptures what had to happen.
Right.
And it couldn't be nobody else but the devil.
Right.
But since I told you one thing, you understand, about I say that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, and upon this rock I build my church. You understand? Then they went and put that upon Peter. And they said, well, he was talking to Peter. You understand? So then they built it on that. Now, look how many millions of people are deceived by it.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Now, here's something else he said to him. You see? That you're Peter. Now, listen, and he said it to Peter. I will give you the keys of the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you loose in heaven shall be loose on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Now look, buddy, he said that to Peter.
That's right.
He said all I said, he said to Peter.
Mm-hmm.
But you see now, you not realizing why he said what he said to Peter. You see, that's why you get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Because the devil come back and he throw that up to you that he did say it to Peter.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Now look, John says in the 19th or 20th chapter of John, he says that Cephas, or Peter, means a stone.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. Now listen, folks, now I'm trying to get you to see how deceptive and evasive, you understand, and how this thing, Satan has got to be cast out of heaven and he's come on down through the Garden of Eden. Come on down through the Garden of Eden, all the way You understand? Mm-hmm. All the way down to the Garden of Eden, it was Messiah was here. He chose 12 and one of them was the dead. Mm-hmm. He knew it. You understand? Now then, that thing had to continue. Had to continue on here. See, Judas, the Satan was manifested in here. And see, one of them is the devil. Now listen, let me go. See, but now when Judas died, you understand? That spirit that was manifested in that body, see, it had to continue on through here.
Mm-hmm.
At the end, and come on down to the end of this present age. You understand? Now when the sign was here, at the end of this age here, at the end here, see, Messiah pointed him out. Right? Now you've got to come down to the end.